There's a new survey out on medical care. It looks like overall 46% of those in this University of Michigan survey are worried that they wouldn't be able to afford medical care in the future. In February, the government estimated that medical care costs this year would average $8,160 for every man, woman, and child in the U.S., and now it's said that group plans provided by companies could rise as much as 9% this year. Congressman David Camp joins us right now. He's a ranking member on Ways and Means, and he joins us from the Capitol. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Congressman, we spent a lot of time during this past week talking about the proposed Kennedy plan. We got a copy off the Senate.gov website.
Yeah.
And without rehashing everything in this short time window we have, it would seem to me, in brief, the Kennedy plan is something that is seeking to put private medical insurance out of business. What are the main tenets of the Republican plan, and how would they seek to preserve the private system that makes us the best in the world?
Well, Mark, we think we've got a common sense approach, and what we're trying to do is drive down costs in the system by making healthcare more affordable, and we do that in a number of ways. We think any real discussion of healthcare reform should include some discussion of liability reform, because we all know, you know, duplicate tests are ordered simply to make sure the legal case is covered.
You're talking tort reform.
Tort reform. That's got to happen. Also, we need to beef up oversight of waste, fraud, and abuse in healthcare. These are points you don't often hear in the Democrat plans. Clearly, in Medicare and Medicaid, we know there's a lot of waste and fraud. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of duplication in healthcare in general. And we think also a really strong wellness program needs to be part of healthcare.
The Kennedy plan, one of the main things it was talking about, and this would be for the government plan, and they would even force this upon private insurers, they would have to pretty much take all comers, and they couldn't discriminate premium costs based on pre-existing conditions. There would be no ceilings on annual payouts or limits, if you will, and there's no way that a private insurance company can take on that kind of a burden without driving premiums through the ceiling. So that's why I feel they'd be putting them out of business.
Oh, they absolutely would. And we have, official testimony before the Ways and Means Committee that if an approach like the Kennedy plan is adopted, 120 million people could lose their private insurance and would then have to go to the government system. And there aren't enough tax dollars or cuts to physicians or hospitals to pay for that kind of approach.
Now, Congressman, again, I'm libertarian, so I can't stand government meddling, but there is a really valid question that comes from people who are willing to pay something for the medical insurance policy, but who have pre-existing conditions. And I'm speaking from experience. My mom was a breast cancer patient for 7 years, and she was self-employed and had private medical insurance. And we saw her premiums skyrocket in the 90s, and in constant dollars, what she was paying in today's dollars were just unbelievable. But here was a person who wanted to have insurance, and if she had been on a policy that had thrown her out or lost coverage at work and had to go seek policy somewhere else in the private sector, she would have been uninsurable. How do we solve that problem on the Republican side? How do we solve this problem of people trying to get coverage? They want to pay something, but they have a pre-existing condition like cancer, and they cannot get an insurance policy at any cost.
Well, we encourage states to use programs to do that, that people get coverage regardless of pre-existing condition or if they've had cancer or whatever. And that can be done either through high-risk pools or reinsurance. And we would have both of those in our plan.
So you would have, what, a high deductible on an annual basis where somebody might have a $3,000, $4,000 or $5,000 deductible like an HSA?
Yeah, well, that and also different states have done different things. Some have high-risk pools where if you've had a pre-existing condition, you apply and are put into a high-risk pool. I sort of like the idea of reinsurance better, where you aren't necessarily identified as having a pre-existing condition, but there's a reinsurance company that just insures over and above for the pre-existing condition. It can be done. I think there's a way to address that, and we do that in our legislation.
Congressman, I have to let you go, but is there a plan posted on the uscongress.gov website, the house.gov website, where people can look at the Republican plan?
We have it posted on our Ways and Means website. It's the summary of our plan, and we're in the middle of drafting now, and we will have that obviously posted on the internet when we get it done.
Very good. Congressman Dave Camp, Republican from Michigan, ranking member of the Ways and Means Committee. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. Take care.